For the great feast day of our blessed Savior's birth, the Church observes a double vigil: in the morning, according to the Greek custom, a penitential mass, and starting in the evening and symbolically all night long, and for us at St. Gertrude the Great, it is almost all night long, we keep the Latin or the ancient Roman vigil. And in any case, the whole universal church today does some last-minute penance, fasting, and abstinence. All of this in view of preparing our poor hearts to receive our Lord. But when we see how little we've done, and how little he comes to us who is so great, our Lord and our King, our God, our Savior, we should look about, cast about ourselves and wonder, now what else could I do? What else could I do? Today is Wednesday. You notice from the Mass today, the Gospel I've just read to you, that the Mass of the Vigil in a particular way evokes St. Joseph. Well, we should invoke St. Joseph to be our patron these last hours. How difficult was his advent, how full of trial. He didn't know what the will of God was, and amongst other trials, he felt himself keenly unworthy to be in the company of Mary or to be the foster legal father of our blessed Savior. So it took an angel's word to him. Fear not, the angel says, and he obeys Almighty God. Even though he considers himself unworthy, he obeys Almighty God, which is a lesson for all of us. And then we know by tradition and the private revelations of how St. Joseph actually spent the first Christmas Eve scurrying from place to place, discouraged, disappointed, door slammed in his face, unable to find any decent place except an animal shelter, a cave, a stable, for the Savior of the world to be born of the most pure and immaculate Virgin Mary. How sad that was for him. And yet, once again, despite the unworthiness in this time of the circumstances, nevertheless, he persevered. Father Faber says so beautifully, quoting Mary of Agreda, that whenever he got very upset at people being so rude and dismissive of his plea for shelter for his wife, who was with child, one look at Mary restored him to calm. That's a good thought to have, isn't it? Because for all of us, regardless of our particular circumstances or duties, there's something to be done for Christmas Eve, and sometimes we stand the risk of losing our calm. But if St. Joseph is our patron, if we're going with him, one look from St. Joseph restores that calm, one look from Mary, and we just look at Joseph and follow him in his good example, so that we may not lose these last precious hours of preparation and of penance. Remember, the best penances that we can possibly perform are not those we've chosen for ourselves in piety, but those which, in the practical order, Almighty God does impose upon us. So then, let us continue this holy Mass, the last Mass of Advent, which is already with the organ music and the flowers giving way to the joy of Christmas, and resolve that we will finish our Advent well, because we will finish it with Joseph, and Joseph is right next to Mary. And Mary is about to bring forth Jesus, who is the Savior of the world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.